السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله، السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمة وخديجة، السلام عليك يا بنت أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا بنت الحسن والحسين، السلام عليك يا بنت ولي الله، السلام عليك يا أخت ولي الله، السلام عليك يا أمة ولي الله، السلام عليك يا بنت موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma bint Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam. Lady Fatima Masuma was a noble and pure lady from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Her father was the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, who himself was a direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And the mother of Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam was the esteemed Najma Khatun, a pure, noble, and pious lady who was also the mother of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Regarding the esteemed status of Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam, we find that there is a tradition from the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, where His Eminence says, "Man zara al-Ma'sumata biqum kaman zarani." Whoever visits Ma'suma in Qum is like the one who has visited me. And there's also an authentic tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, where Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "A lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in Qum. Whoever visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven." And Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam acquired such a high spiritual level that the immaculate and infallible Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, gave her the title of Ma'suma. Yet, what is it about Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam that has given her such a great and esteemed status in the eyes of the infallible Imams? One of the reasons is Her Eminence's great Jihadi Tab'een. And this is her story. Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam grew up in the house of her father, the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. A father and an infallible and immaculate Imam who was known to have in his private quarters a holy Quran, a military garment, and a sword. And he was a divinely appointed Imam who, via his own great Jihadi Tab'een, was imprisoned multiple times by the governmental establishment of the Abbasids. And of course, Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam was also the sister of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, who himself, due to his great Jihadi Tab'een, was forcefully moved from the city of Medina to the city of Marv in the province of Khurasan. And so, of course, it was quite natural for Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam to embark upon a great Jihadi Tab'een, just like her great-grandfathers, her grandfather, her father, and even her brother conducted. And it was this great Jihadi Tab'een of Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam which she conducted in order to clarify and show and describe and explain the truth for one and for all. And of course, one of the ways in which Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam conducted her great Jihadi Tab'een was via the narration of traditions from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Traditions that shook the very foundations of the usurping governmental establishment of the Abbasids. And so, along with the title of Ma'suma, Her Eminence is also known as Muhaditha, because she is considered to be a reliable narrator of traditions. And it is via these narrating of the traditions of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, that Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam conducted her great and powerful Jihadi Tab'een, in which she taught these traditions and the Holy Quran to the women folk of the city of Medina. And in this manner, she was explaining and exposing and clarifying the truth in the home of every single person in the city of Medina. And though history did not do justice to this narrator of traditions, and many of the traditions from Her Eminence have either been lost or hidden, both by history and by historians. There are three very famous narrations narrated by Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam in which she conducted her jihad-i-tab'een. The first is where Her Eminence narrated the tradition of Ghadir. And of course, it was via this tradition of Ghadir that Lady Fatima Ma'suma kept the concept of wilayat and imamat upon the tongues of the people. The second is where Her Eminence narrated about the love of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them. And it is via these traditions that Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayhi salam was able to keep the love and the respect and the esteem and the status of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam within the hearts of the people. And the third is where Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam narrated traditions regarding Sayyidul Shuhada Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his purity. And it is via this tradition that she imbued within the people the love and the respect and the honor of the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Husayn alayhi salam right into the very souls of the people. And of course, it was via her narrating of these traditions, and it was via her great jihad-i-tab'een, namely the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, the wilayat and the imamat of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, and of course the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, that made Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam a very serious threat to the usurping and corrupt governmental establishment of the Taghut, the Abbasid caliphs. And it was because of her jihad-i-tab'een that at all costs she was prevented from joining the Imam of her time, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, and so at the hands of the Abbasid governmental establishment, Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam was eventually martyred. According to most narrations, at the behest of the Imam of her time, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, Lady Fatima Ma'suma went on a journey to join the Imam of her time. This journey, which included a caravan of the companions and the family members of Lady Fatima Ma'suma, went from the city of Medina and continued for their destination in the city of Marv. And so throughout the journey, Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam spent her time in conducting and continuing her jihad-i-tab'een. A jihad-i-tab'een in order to clarify and explain to the people the true position of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Yet when Her Eminence's caravan reached the city of Save, the Abbasid governmental establishment's army came and attacked the caravan in order to prevent them from continuing on to the city of Marv and in order to prevent them from joining Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. In this attack of the Abbasid army, we find that many of the companions and the family members of Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam were mercilessly and brutally martyred. And it was in the city of Save that Her Eminence was poisoned at the commands of the Abbasid commander. Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam became incredibly ill, and it was in this condition that she migrated to the city of Qom, where the Shia of the city of Qom welcomed Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam. Most unfortunately, the effects of the poisoning increased, and so eventually, while in the city of Qom, we find that Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam eventually attained the status and the position of martyrdom. She was eventually buried in the very city of Qom. And yet, it is via the auspicious blessings of this noble lady from among the noble ladies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that the city of Qom is what it is in the present day. The holy city of Qom was one of the first bastions of the Shia world, and we find that many of the infallible and immaculate imams speak about the city of Qom. There is a tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence speaks about Qom and says, Soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair. Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qom. It will become the center of knowledge and merits. And so in the present day, we find that the holy city of Qom is the sanctuary of the Islamic seminary, which is one of the largest Islamic seminaries in the whole world. It is comprised of multiple religious institutes and seminaries which offer beginner, intermediate, and expert level courses upon the Islamic sciences. Collectively, all of these religious seminaries and institutions make up the Hawza Ilmiya. And in the present day, this Hawza Ilmiya consists of well over 200 Islamic research centers and organizations and seminaries. And it caters to well over 40,000 students and scholars from over 80 countries all across the world. And furthermore, regarding the holy city of Qom, we find that the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, says, "A man from the people of Qom will call the people towards the truth, and a group of men will be attracted to him like pieces of iron to a magnet. Strong winds will not shake them. They will not flinch from war, and they will not be afraid. They will trust in Allah, and the good end belongs to the pious." And so in the modern era, June of 1963, we find that Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, Rizwanullah Alayh, started an Islamic movement that was against and in opposition to the Taghut Shah, right from the city of Qom. And it was this uprising of the people of Qom that in January of 1978 ended up engulfing the whole of Iran. And eventually this revolution that started in the holy city of Qom led to the continuation and the blossoming of the Islamic Revolution and of course the establishment of the Islamic Republic in February of 1979. An Islamic Revolution and an Islamic Republic which continues to this very day. And finally, we have another beautiful tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam, talking about Qom, where His Eminence says, "The city of Qom has been named so because the inhabitants of Qom will gather with the Qa'im from Ali Muhammad, and they will stand alongside the Qa'im from Ali Muhammad, and they will strive hard in order to hold firm to him, and they will assist the Qa'im from Ali Muhammad." And so the valiant and brave Jihad al-Tab'een of Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam, which resulted in her martyrdom. But it shook the very foundations of the Taghut of her time and the Taghut at that time, has resulted in that the city of Qom has become the headquarters for the Jihad al-Tab'een against the Taghut of this time. And of course, it is this Jihad al-Tab'een in this time from the city of Qom which continues to shake the very foundations of the Taghut all across the world. And the people of Qom will continue to do so under the auspices of Her Eminence Lady Fatima Ma'suma alayha salam until the advent of the Imam of our time, the Qa'im from Ali Muhammad. يا فاطمة اشفعي لنا في الجنة فإن لك عند الله شأنا من الشان. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.